This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get you a little rim sesh here cooking. We'll get to the Fat Mahomes controversy from Kansas City coming up here in just a little bit. Jared Sandler, Kamar Rocker still to come leading into the expressway. And, of course, that's G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation here on a Toxic Tuesday. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. And if you or a loved one has been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We cut the lights out. We put the kids to bed so the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when the Cooper flag mythology continues to build. Mm. Did you guys see the story about what he was trying to attempt on Independence Day?
200 perfect shots.
The 999 challenge.
The 999 challenge.
Really was.
Beers, dogs, and really? Baseball. No, it was Cooper flag trying to get into the facility on Independence Day to just get some work in. He's just that kind of guy.
Mamba mentality.
All he does, remember, he never really been big into music.
No.
Doesn't watch movies.
Mm-mm.
Pretty sure the only thing he's ever actually watched on a screen is Larry Bird in the Celtics as he was trying to envision himself being the next Larry Legend. That's all this guy does. Doesn't listen to music. He's not watching anything. He's not talking to anybody. Not sure how many friends he has. he's just friends with the basketball. And so on July 4th, reportedly.
Kind of Dirk-like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of like Dirk with, was it Holger? Was that his
guy?
Yeah,
Holger.
They'd go and like, they'd go.
Just obsessive about the grind.
Well, if he's struggling to get into the facility in the gym.
Yeah, the coaches kicked him out. Like they said, like the doors were locked apparently, and it was like no one's gonna be there, dude. Like, hey, we know that you're working and you've been working every day and you've been basically living here at the facility since the day we drafted you. Please go enjoy a little bit of a holiday.
Go take a break.
Go converse with people. Maybe, God help you, listen to a little bit of music. You know, catch a vibe somewhere. Get out in the sun, see people, interact. Family, friends. He's just so locked in, he can't help himself. And so they're having to kick him out of the facility.
But he can't go anywhere in the city because everybody will recognize him, right? Because of how tall he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he was like a normal, like if he was Steve Nash's height, could he go around the city without getting recognized?
Maybe if he's Nemhard's height, you know, just a run-of-the-mill six-footer.
Not really standing out like a sore thumb. But like anytime you're 6'9",
yeah,
it's kind of telling.
That's what I'm saying.
Are the golf courses open on the 4th? Because he does like to golf.
Oh, yeah, July 4th golf.
Oh, he could have got a match together,
yeah,
for
sure.
Yeah, I
mean, maybe he could have gone to golf in a little bit.
Hmm. Well, he's married to the game, and it's so much so that the Mavs are having to kick him out on holidays to just go get a little bit of a reprieve. Now, we are, of course, anxiously awaiting the first Vegas Summer League matchup between the Mavericks and the Lakers Thursday night. I wish it was tonight. I mean, honestly, I'm this is as excited about a Summer League game as I can remember. And it's Flag versus Bronny. So you're looking at the cheapest ticket right now, according to TickPick, $200.
Okay. I'd pay that.
Yeah, that's for the worst seat in the house.
I'd still do it.
Just to get in the building.
I paid $100 one time in the 90s to watch Wayne Gretzky play for the LA Kings.
Yeah, but that's when a $100 ticket was really a $100 ticket.
Nah, this was 1995.
Now you 96? See TickPick say it's a $200 ticket. It's with really going to be about $300 yep. when it's all said and done, right?
Yeah,
it's
I scalped this outside the Shark Tank. We were in town for a playoff game, for the 49ers-Packers playoff game. And the night before, Gretzky was playing for the Kings against San Jose. And the ticket was at the very top of the stadium. I mean, literally, I was by the banners. That's how high in the air I was.
Wow.
But I spent $100 just to get in because I wanted to see it.
Just watching in the altitude.
I just wanted to see Gretzky play live.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a bucket list item.
You're in a good place when you make that decision. I like that decision. Lower bowl seats for this game, $650. Courtside, $2,500.
For a summer league
game. For a summer league game to watch Flag versus Bronny. That's where we're at right now, boys and girls. The hype is very real.
And it will be on ESPN 2-on-4.
Yeah, ESPN.
Both of his summer league games should be, I think, Thursday and then again on Saturday.
Okay, so you have SGA. He's going to be on the cover of NBA 2K26. That feels like a no-brainer. Yesterday, Paolo Banchero got the fatty boomba. So it'll be Banchero, Wagner, and Suggs as the trio that are locked up for the next 5 years. Of course, they trade for Desmond Bane. Watch out for the magic there in the Eastern Conference. If you missed it earlier today, we got the news that Anthony Davis had apparently been playing the last little bit of the season with a torn retina. He had to get the surgery. He should be ready to go for training camp, but just add it to the list, the laundry list of injuries in the Anthony Davis career. And then just a little housekeeping note, we got kind of screwed out of the matchup recently, Wings versus Fever. They are going to take that next matchup, which is going to be early August. It'll be Wings versus Fever, WNBA, Beckers, Clark for the first time,
assuming
Clark doesn't get banged up again or whatever. But that's going to get back to the double AC.
Beckers doesn't get banged up.
Yeah, either one.
Hopefully they're
either
both playing.
We need to get a clean bill of health for both those ladies. But that's where we stand on that front. I think this is the basketball quote of the day. You have new San Antonio Spur Luke Kornet wearing the number 7.
Luke Kornet.
Yeah, I like Kornet just because it's like.
I don't
Kornet.
Know. I'm just
Kornet.
There
word.
Used to be a Frank Kornet, I think, that played. I'm guessing.
I don't know who this guy is.
Frank.
Came from Beantown over to San Antonio. He says he chose the number 7 because he wants to be, quote, at least a third of what Tim Duncan was.
Just a third.
Boy, I did. I got that right.
I'd like to get a third of Tim Duncan.
Oh, maybe not.
I saw maybe
some of that talent.
My favorite Tim Duncan comp ever comes from the Twitter account that is Kesso World. It's a parody account.
Okay.
But they do a pretty good job.
That Indiana Fever parody account, my gosh, that thing did crazy work yesterday.
Indiana Fever?
Indiana Fever had their parody account. I thought it was literally their real Indiana Fever.
Team account.
Sophie Cunningham, basically like going to steal your man type of thing. They put a pic of her out there, and I thought, geez, the Indiana Fever are really going all in on this thing, man.
Was it unhinged in some?
It was for a post for a team site. Now, it was a parody account. I got ball sacked initially on it.
Yeah.
But, it was pretty incredible. The account's been suspended since, so I can't pull up the exact words.
I loved last week there was a Scam Sharanya account that was ball sacking people that Mike Breen, the Bang Master,
that he retired.
Was retiring. Ramona Shelburne got sacked.
Oh, thank you.
So
did
she really?
Yeah, and so did Mark J. Spears.
Yeah,
another. But they're actually working with ESPN. You think there'd be an announce like an email or something like, guys, Breen's retiring. You got to be so careful these
days. You do, man. There's booby traps everywhere.
I was a little scared about this. You know, you were talking about Luke Kornet.
Yeah,
and I said Frank Kornet.
Yeah,
it's actually his dad.
Oh, there you
Former NBA power forward and father of current NBA center Luke Kornet.
6'8", he's from Argyle. Local guy.
Is he?
Let's go.
I love Argyle, man. That's a good spot.
Yeah, he's like 4 years younger than me.
Who? Frank?
Frank Kornet.
The Tank?
Yeah. He went to school at Vanderbilt.
How do you like this pro comp for Tim Duncan? The Tim Duncan of ice cream. is the ice cream sandwich. One of the greatest to ever do it. Dependable. Crazy numbers, but nothing flashy about his game.
I love that comp.
Tim Duncan is the ice cream sandwich of ice creams.
I think the ice cream sandwich is vastly underrated.
Oh, you love ice cream sandwiches.
I watched him punish a Klondike ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Like Joey Chestnut style.
If there's one thing I've never seen you turn down.
The boss walked in with a, hey, pitcher of margarita, would you like a drink or the ice cream sandwich? I'm like, give me the ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Like he's like, oh, I got these world famous margaritas. I'm like, no, just hand me the Klondike bar, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll be fine.
Those Klondikes are incredible.
Damn good.
But the ice cream sandwich is legendary. And so Tim Duncan.
How do you evaluate the ice cream sandwich? Because it does stick to your fingers. Right?
See, and I love that. It's like the Cheetos. Like I like what do when you it's, I scrape it with my teeth.
Oh, geez. I knew that.
Second supper.
I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to run that under the
wash
faucet?
Your hands? You do a little scrapey.
You should be an adult and put your finger in your mouth.
As you're wiping your rear in the men's room and you're eating the ice cream sandwich.
Well, I like to think there was a washing of the hands between those things.
He does not wash his hands.
I've seen him wash his hands after two-ing.
No. Maybe that's just because I'm watching.
Yeah.
But and he keeps the door open.
No, if you see me do it after a one, that's because I think you're watching.
I just kind of feel like I just feel like that your fingers... After the ice cream, you're kind of, I'm not raking them. I'm not doing that.
Can we have some arbiter on this? Like, I mean, Walchuk, you're going to scrape the ice cream sandwich remnants off your finger, right?
I'd be stunned if Lucius says Lucius is probably the most germophobic person up here.
Yeah, but not with his own fingers, right, Lucius?
I would call it aware. I wouldn't say I'm a... I'm scared of the
phobia guy.
Yeah,
okay, I apologize.
Just aware that it's there.
Fair enough.
He just called you Howard Hughes.
He sure did. Yeah.
No, how I meant
Lucius has the phobia.
Yeah, Lucius is
the phobia. Let's go into the pimp cup where... Scaredy cat Lucius is afraid of the germs.
Lucius is going to lock himself in a hotel room and watch Ice Station Zero all day.
Okay, so you get ice cream sandwich remnants on your finger.
Oh yeah, okay.
You're scraping that off. You're scraping those, you know, that off your teeth.
Now I'm getting a paper towel, man.
Oh, okay. So you're going to wash that off.
It's on my fingers, right?
It's on your fingers.
Yeah, I'm not licking my fingers.
Can you ask Carter back there? Are you going to put your finger in your mouth in this situation, Carter? Just yes or no.
You licking fingers, bro? Probably not. Yeah.
He said probably not. Carter's just lying to America like that.
Full ass back there.
What about with Cheetos, boys?
No
the
way.
Dust.
No way.
I don't lick my fingers, man.
Not at all.
Wow. That feels crazy to me.
Not at all.
Yeah. What about ribs?
What am I trying to do?
Finger licking good?
Mm-hmm. It's like a date?
Zaddy. Yeah, man. I'm going to lick them.
Speaking of ice cream sandwiches, let's get to Fat Mahomes next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit Men's mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're in the nation.
All right, this is awesome. We've got Freddie D of the Fan After Dark, the great Fred Davis. He's going to step in here because he actually has a little insight on the individual we are about to discuss here, Eric, as we do a little football's finest before Jared Sandler joins us at the top of the hour.
King Fatty is, of course, going to have to be a part of this Fat Mahomes conversation.
I mean, it's only right.
Fred, welcome to the program.
I appreciate you guys.
The viral conversation on NFL Twitter today has been about a former Kansas City radio host turned podcaster who went on a bit of a fat man rant about Mahomes, who apparently is vacationing with his family shirtless, and he's looking disgusting and other things. We'll play the sound for you, but what do we need to know about this guy, Kevin Kleitzman?
Kevin Kleitzman has been a rabble-rouser for as long as he's been in Kansas City, and he said something racially charged, which is what got him booted off of KCMO, kind of like their, you know, we've got a Odyssey station in Kansas City. I want to say it's now, I want to say they just rebranded it to 96.5 The Fan, but it was 610 Sports. That's where, Sean Sharif. Hello. That's where Sean worked at.
Back when he was the sheriff.
They had a crew over there.
Yeah, right.
Jeff Passan, Nick Wright.
So Nick was there, but I'm old enough to remember I was interning for Damon Amendolara, who does.
I'm David Amendolara.
You enjoyed your time with him.
Well, yes and no. Yes. Yes and no. That's another story for another time. But Kleitzman was kind of like the drive time guy on the other station. I think it's 810 is over there. And he just says inflammatory things for the sake of just being inflammatory. Yeah. Right? Now, and you know, look, there's always a little kernel of truth in some of the stuff he says.
They call him a contrarian.
I don't. Look, I wasn't a big 810 guy back in those days, but no. So him saying this is not at all. I mean, this is on brand for him. I mean, look, it's the doldrums. Look, he's podcasting now. All right, not that there's anything wrong with that. But you know, when you go from doing drive time radio,
which he got fired for,
okay, and now he's working for some low watt AM radio station on the side as well. So.
Well, here he is on his podcast, ripping Mahomes.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm, and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback things, but there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore. You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time and door dashing fried chicken, which he loves, from that one place over in Leawood where he gets it all the time. It's time, dude. It's time. And this going to camp and getting in shape is like 1970s baseball. Nobody does that anymore. That's not how it works at the highest level. And I only do this as a precaution because I love the guy.
Right.
He's an enormous talent.
Yeah.
But I cannot stand it when I see somebody just sit back on their talent and not be the best that they are. I can't believe that this guy's on page 6 of the New York Post or People Magazine or TMZ on vacation with his family with his dad bod. I mean, I just can't believe it. He knows they're going to get his picture, and he knows they're going to post it, and he's made jokes about it. It's not a weight thing for me. It's not. It's a core thing. It's a muscle thing. Again, do some crunches. Do some sit-ups.
But please don't lose that butt, all right, boys?
God, it's not a weight thing for me, but he's fat. But he's my guy. But God, stop eating all that chicken that you love so much from that place and where I don't know where it is. But that's my guy, and I love him. And I'm just concerned, but he's fat.
You know the thing, but don't we remember that picture that went viral of him like 3 years ago in the locker room where, you know, I think it was after a AFC championship or whatever.
Yeah, he's holding up trophies while looking
and he's got
this
a dad body. That's the running joke with Pat Mahomes.
Well, he does it on purpose. His trainer came out and said that's what they want.
Body armor.
Exactly.
You're playing quarterback.
Okay, we've all watched plenty of Chiefs games. Obviously, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've seen him in the fourth quarter take off and run.
When have we ever seen Patty Mahomes? Like, I mean, you know, if this was Anthony Richardson, then we there'd be a legitimate gripe.
Sure.
Okay.
He's got great abs.
And how's that working out?
Not a good quarterback.
Bad
shoulder. Great abs, bad shoulder, right?
Yeah. But yeah, to your point, Chief, I mean, look, it's got, I mean, I'm sure that guy's probably gotten more hits on his podcast. Because, I mean, look, it's the perfect time to talk about it. What else are we? What else? I mean, look, the Royals. I mean, are we? I mean, the Royals are literally the Rangers right now. Okay, as far as you know, thought they would be better coming off a playoff spot,
disappointing,
and can't hit their way out of a wet paper sack. All right, so let's talk about how fat Pat Mahomes is.
I mean, look, it's working.
It's June radio.
Well, yeah, we're playing.
Yeah, it's June radio.
So kudos to him. I mean, he's going to probably get a lot of downloads, a lot of hits. He's probably going to make a ton of money off it. It's just the wildest thing.
Here's my question for you guys. I mean, stupidity aside, and we all know somebody that talks way too much. What about I'm more concerned about the picture that's gone viral of him sitting cross-legged.
Oh, yeah.
Cue it, Carter Freeman on the fan cam. We got it.
Okay.
So the guy that just went on the fat man rant. There's just a great photo of him out in the wild in the booth by himself eating at a Culver's. And he is, as a grown man, he's just sitting crisscross applesauce in the booth.
Who does that?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Are we still taking man cards away? Because I feel like that's
a violation.
Actually, I did see a woman do this over the holiday break at Rainforest Cafe.
Okay, isn't that different, though, for a female?
I think so. I am A-okay with women crisscrossing applesauce.
A grown man should not be sitting crisscross applesauce at any establishment.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
When's the last time you sat crisscross applesauce?
It's, I can't remember.
Like, even
my,
duck,
I don't even think my knees would allow for
it's,
it.
And it's really uncomfortable. Like, I think maybe I've done it sitting on the floor, like playing with my daughter.
That's
but even that's
kid.
Like,
that's with
over
your kid
time,
in the privacy of your home.
Yeah, and your leg's going to fall. Like, you can't do it for long. It's not a comfort thing to sit there and smash a Culver's burger.
What a creep.
Wait, he's weirdo.
When's the last time you did it?
Today.
this morning. Yeah.
No, I mean, I've done it like, just when you're like after running and sitting down and you stretch and you, maybe fair. That, but I do it to stretch like my
the
hip,
groin,
tendon, my
little,
hip, my
hip flexor.
Tendon. Yeah.
Stretch that a little bit.
That's what I do, but okay. I'm not going to sit there in a restaurant.
While dude. Eating a nice
no,
buttery,
no.
What are they, what's their claim to fame, by the way?
The
butter buns?
Like overrated food?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't really like it in Surprise. It was kind of a
okay.
Big
well,
time
there was a lot
down.
Of selling going on, and then what I figured out
I
is
their custard was their kind of their claim
well,
to fame.
The desserts
that.
Did look good. I have yeah. not. I didn't dabble in.
Yeah, I think Ruben got the.
Everybody's
got the
ordering
milkshake.
Of course,
everybody's
he did.
Ordering like, oh look, let's have a burger and then the shrimp basket along. I mean, we're ordering like extra food to go along, and I just went for the patty melt, and you could see through it.
Yeah,
it wasn't even a patty melt.
What kind of inflammatory remarks do we think you guys could say over the next 2 hours that could go viral?
Should we try?
I think you absolutely should try.
I mean, I don't want to get fired.
I mean, he's not. I mean, well, look.
Should I just podcast?
Keep it within reason, all right? Because saying Pat Mahomes is fat is not a fireable offense. It's absurd.
Yeah.
But it's not fireable
offense. I'll tell you what.
He's embarrassing is what he said. He's embarrassing. Yeah. Just three-time champions. Embarrassing.
And, you know, the fried chicken line, little Brittany Mahomes-ish, if I do say so myself.
Did,
remember
did,
that?
He did yes. give it the caveat, though, saying that's his
that's
favorite.
That's his favorite.
Place.
That's his favorite. Which, by the way, we've already learned that that's not his favorite. When you guys saw the viral clip.
Was it steak?
When he puts ketchup on that. But the viral clip that went back and forth between him and his wife, when they're talking about what's your favorite food, and she goes, fried chicken. He's like, no, actually, it's Mexican food.
Oh.
So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he totally called her out.
Right?
Yeah.
Just I saying.
That. That
I mean, what are we
clip.
Doing here? What are we doing here?
And isn't he's a big Whataburger guy, too?
Oh, of course he is. Dude, he brought Whataburger to Kansas City.
Yeah, he's a man of the people.
So, he absolutely is.
But and listen, it's fair to say he is a little bit on the fatter side.
No,
but it doesn't
look,
inhibit
he's a
him in any
monkey,
way.
But that's okay, all right? I mean, how's
any
that
guy
working
that
out?
It just starts a season and he's going to end, worst case scenario in a conference championship game, sign me up. It's like kicking Luka on the door out because he was fat. Sign me up for that guy. I'll take fat ass Luka on my team any day of the
Luka.
Week.
I mean, do you guys think maybe you should call the Cooper Flag fat at some point in the next 2 hours?
I would be disingenuous.
I think he clearly is overweight.
People know that.
He's eating way too many tacos, that flag ass.
Be careful over there, Walchuk.
Okay, here we go.
Is this the most disappointing Rangers season ever? We asked Jared Sandler next right here on the
flag
fan.
Ass.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.